I'd like to ask if there's, if we have anybody in the public that wishes to address the board at this time. We have no calls to the public. We'll now move on to agenda item number 5, unfinished business. Under A, discuss the previous board approval to purchase a new ambulance and the decision of the chief to cancel this purchase. And we need to vote to approve the chief's decision. Chief?
Well, feeling like I had explained to you, after we got the information in from the county of the assessed valuation and how much the assessed valuation has gone down, and we started crunching numbers and started doing the budget stuff, come to find out we're not going to be able to afford a $20,000 payment on the ambulance, much less a $30,000 payment. So I immediately had Paul cancel the order of the ambulance, and Ralph was the one that we had the order with. But there's just no way we can afford that kind of payment right now with the numbers that had dropped with the assessed valuation. And the gas prices going up. We thought we were going to be safe with moving the tower and not having to pay rent and all this other stuff that we were changing, but that's not going to cover it. So we went ahead to put the halt on it and get board approval to do the halt.
Do you have a roundabout figure of the drop in the assessed value?
No, I don't.
I know my taxes went down.
$1 million drop in the assessed.
It went from 18 million to 17 million in the assessed.
Okay. Any comments from the board? Any question?
Well, I think I'm glad that the chief was aware of this and caught it before we made a big mistake.
Yeah.
And I got a feeling that we're really going to have to watch it in the near future, too, because there's so many foreclosures and stuff, and that's, you know, the people that are getting foreclosed on in our district aren't going to be paying taxes. So we're not going to be, you know, we're just going to really have to crunch numbers as close as we can for the next couple of years to see what happens. So I'm glad the chief got it, and I admire him for doing that and praise him for saving us money.
Any other comments?
Do we need to make a motion for that to cancel the ambulance?
Yes. We need to make, I'd like to make a motion to approve the chief's decision of canceling the purchase of the new ambulance.
I will second that motion.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the chief's decision to cancel the new ambulance, and we have a second by Ms. Candace Roll. We'll now, any further discussion? We'll now take a vote. All those in favor of that, show of hands, show that all five board members did vote in favor of that. Moving on to item B under unfinished business, discuss and vote to approve to purchase two used four-wheel drive ambulances from Guardian Medical at a total cost of $22,000, taken from our capital reserve account. I know in our reserve account we have $64,890-some-odd. Minus $22,000 for the two vehicles, and also minus $18,500 for the possible tower, which will come out of that. So we have a total of $40,000 coming out of the reserve fund.
Use this with 24.9.
Yes. Which leaves us with $24,899. $400.
If we take that $18,000, that's how much it's going to cost us to move the tower.
$18,500.
Okay, out of 64.8, then we've got about 42.3 left, right?
Right, and if we take 22 out of that for the two ambulances.
Well, I'm not in favor of buying these ambulances. I think they're old, they're beat up. I know Flagstaff. It's 7,000 in elevation. They don't have a lot of good roads. At least they don't use salt. They use cinder on the the roads, they're taking merchant, they're taking stuff out of the trucks to, they said here they were pulling some things out that we would have to replace. They're retiring them. Why do we want old beat up trucks? Why can't we get one new one for about $40,000?
Well, we can't get a new one for $40,000.
Well, we can get something newer than...
Well, these were... What year were these two? 2002, which makes
and
it...
And 2001.
In 2001?
There's two of them.
There's three of them.
And they're all 200,000 or so miles on,
yeah,
on each vehicle. For being an emergency vehicle, that's a lot of miles, and then that's a lot of idle time, too, when you get to the call. They sit there while they... take care of the patient or whatever.
And there's somebody driving that truck different every single day, every single time. So I'm not in favor of getting these old ones. I'm going to look for something a little newer, not brand new, but newer than these.
But can we afford $40,000? One of the things that I've always realized with diesel, you break in a diesel engine at about 100,000 miles. I've had diesels before, and you know, I've had them in the shop here and there for maintenance and so on, and talked to it. We had a real good friend who was a diesel mechanic, and basically coached me on our motorhome diesel, which is the same type of diesel that a lot of vehicles have. So 100,000 miles is just barely breaking it in. You know, I think we have a lot of mileage left on these. I myself like the cost of that $22,000.
But the mileage, like Mr. Earl is talking about, that's more than what we're wanting to replace sitting out in the bay. The one in the bay, it's sitting about 150,000, and they're talking about the maintenance issues with that.
Well, is it? Any further comments from the board? I'm going to ask the chief to jump in here and give us some more information on what he feels is needed. Anything else from the board?
No.
Not at this moment.
Not at this point. Okay, Chief.
I want to hit on a couple of comments that were made, sir. One of the comments was they're going to be removing stuff out of the units. The only thing that's being removed out of the unit, as far as the equipment on the truck, is the radio. We have excess radios already from vehicles that we've already sold. But we have an abundance. I think we're in the neighborhood of 6 extra radios. That's one comment. On the mileage, Mr. Jones had mentioned, and I want to apologize to Mr. Jones because he asked for some of this stuff ahead of time, but I couldn't get it out to him in time. I did some of it in an email, but I couldn't get everything out. The maintenance on the blue ambulance, which was the one that belongs to the state, the reason why we're having so many problems with that one and the lack of mileage that it has on it is because the maintenance was neglected on that unit for quite some time. And I think it was in the neighborhood of 4 or 5 years. As it indicated on the paperwork there, the maintenance records are all there for the units that we're trying to get from Flagstaff. My thoughts are is to try and pick those units up at that low price of $22,000 in maybe a year or so, hit Ralph up or somebody to try and do remounts.
Remount for what?
What they do is they take the whole chassis out from underneath the box and put another chassis under it and then refurbish the box.
Chassis and engine?
Right.
With the engine, okay.
So why do we need a new engine?
If we decided if we were having trouble with that unit, we can do that instead of buying a whole new truck.
The new ones that are coming in.
Right.
Now, see, right.
We can't do that with this truck because it's not ours. It's a state truck. We can't do a remount with this truck. Okay. The only thing we can do is just keep putting money into it. If we get something that's ours, then we can later on go and do a remount, which is still a lot less than purchasing a whole new engine.
I mean, you haven't even got it in the house yet, and you're already talking about doing all this work on it.
They're going to take work. Oh, another comment that was made was, why are we taking something that somebody's already getting rid of? Most big departments, Sierra Vista, Fry, Flagstaff, most of your bigger departments do an automatic 5-year turnaround anyway on all their equipment. So everybody, most people do that anyhow. We're a small department, we can't do that. And I have a Dodge diesel truck. I have well over 230,000 miles on my truck, and I just drove it to Boston. That's all I got to say.
Well, David had a diesel over 200,000 miles, and he sold it off. Because you get too many miles, they're just not as trustworthy.
And also, I feel that the emergency vehicles are driven different than our personal vehicles, our motorhomes and such, in the fact that we're getting an emergency call. They get started up in the dead of winter, and then they're run hard down the road to the call, and then they sit idling until the call's taken care of, and then it's returned to the bay. It just seems like it's an excessive amount of miles for what we're wanting to get for this department.
Now, you just found these two vehicles. Maybe we can find one that's about 100,000.
100,000?
Yeah.
100,000 miles on it.
100,000 miles.
Not dollars.
Okay. I'd like to make a comment.
Mr. Rennie?
I was on a fire board in Colorado, as you all know, for 8 years. We never, ever bought a new piece of equipment. We bought many vehicles with over 200,000 miles, and we never had a problem because the vehicles were well serviced. And I think this is a great idea.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
The newer ambulance out in the bay, that was purchased as a used ambulance with relatively low miles, from my understanding of about the vehicle. And they were commenting about buying used. That was one of the reasons we had decided to go with new, was finding parts for when they have to replace the fan belt or any other repairs that they have to do with it. That's why we originally decided to look at a new purchase of an ambulance versus getting a used one, doing a remount or any of that such. It just, from all the different problems that we've had with used.
Well, as I recall, that particular ambulance had modifications put onto it.
Correct.
that were never registered or
documented.
That's what I'm looking for. That were never documented. And that was one of the problems that we had with that particular vehicle, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what was done to it and how was it done, and, you know, get the right amount of, you know, get the right size of fan belt. I think that was a major issue there.
Were we aware of the modifications when we bought it?
I don't think
we had a fire board in place.
No.
When that was
just a chief and secretary treasurer when that was purchased.
Okay.
And in here we have maintenance records up to date. We have good maintenance on the vehicles themselves. I like the cost, $11,000 each for a good diesel 4x4. I just have to say, you know, we have to face it. You know, we're not going to be able to afford a lot of stuff for the next few years. And I think we need to. We just have to get the deals as they come to us. You know, we're not that big of a station. We're not even close to, you know, the size of Fry or a third of the size of Fry. You know, we're down there. I know this came up real. This was almost a done deal. It was almost gone, and the chief just happened to call to see if those vehicles had disappeared yet, and they hadn't. I like the thought of $11,000 each, our reserve fund's taken care of, we take it out of the reserve fund, and then it's a done deal. We have two ambulances for the next few years, and I think we can, you know, with continuing the maintenance and keeping the upkeep, I think we're going to do fine. Let me ask the chief one thing. Chief, what would have to be done to those two vehicles when they come in, besides putting a different radio in? What else?
We would have to take them to the prison to have it restriped with our name on it. And I'm anticipating the cost of that to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $600 to $700. just by the past experiences of what it costs to have our trucks already done. The radios we already have in place, Terry can install the radios. A little bit more on the maintenance. We now take most of our stuff to Sierra Vista to have it worked on at their shop. And they have all the diagnostics for the Ford trucks, so we're good there. As you guys can see, we're down an ambulance right now. So by getting the two used ones, we'll at least always have one reserve one for backup if one goes down or if one needs to be serviced. But right now I've got a Sierra Vista ambulance that's filling in for one of our ambulances. Yes, sir.
Bill, do we anticipate that we're going to have the same thing? Is it a base chassis? I mean, it's a normal Ford chassis, hasn't had a lot of modifications.
It's a normal standard F-350 chassis.
F-350 4x4. It also gives us two 4x4 ambulances, and I think there's some credence to what Candy and Rebel are saying. We did say we wanted to go new so we didn't have the issues. But I have really mold that over in my mind since we decided to go that way, and I thought, man, did we really spend our money the best way we can? To me, I think we've gotten a reprieve here, to be honest with you, and I made the motion to buy the new one. But if you really look at this, we could do this 10 times. Actually, 5. We could do this particular transaction 6 times for what we paid for the other ambulance. So we're saving a great deal of money in getting two units, even if we have some maintenance issues. It also gives us now 3 ambulances, according to the chief's email, correct?
Correct.
So basically, you've even if it breaks down, you still have that backup. This is a 2-for-1 situation, which we wouldn't have had even with the brand new one, and we would have spent $140,000. So
don't we have 2 out there? Don't we have
one, two,
our
one
own
is,
and one from the
one is currently broken down.
We have one that we own or that we're paying on, and then we have one that belongs to the state. So if we got the two, once we got the two in service 100%, then we would get the state back there.
Now, you said on the one that you wanted to order that it would be fitted exactly the way that to your specifications.
Right.
You haven't seen these yet, except through the pictures that I got on my email. Is that correct?
Actually, I have some. I used to work up there, so I've even driven some of them.
So how are they different than what you wanted spec-wise?
Well, when you purchase something new and you can afford to go and spec it out, it's to get your dreams and your horns and whistles. But otherwise, you know, you guys know, when I brought this up, I was all for trying to get a new one. You know, but I just don't think we can do it. So that's why I bring this up now.
Well, that's fine, but how much is it going to cost us to bring it up to where you want it for your specifications?
Chief, if I may, I could probably feel that question a little bit better than you could. As far as the back of the ambulance goes, the way the compartmentation is and whatnot, almost every ambulance is pretty close to meeting our needs. The exact specifications we would be that we were looking for was the type of construction of the ambulance, all aluminum frame or all steel frame, and just a little bit of extra compartmentation on the exterior. These ones are fitted the way we wanted on the interior, and actually the exterior is only a little bit smaller than what we originally were looking for. So everything, for the most part, fits for what we were looking for.
And they come with all the equipment that we need. Except the radios.
Correct. The durable equipment in there, like the bandages and stuff like that, we would have to provide. Obviously, they're going to keep that stuff, but everything else is hard mounted and a part of that unit. So the only thing they're removing is the radios.
So basically, it's going to cost us $600-$800 to get it striped and get it ready to roll. Do we need any?
What about tires?
Jerry, you know better than I do on the prison. Am I pretty close to the ballpark?
Yeah, I would probably say 800. I've seen the pictures, but it depends on, I mean, you can do the basic lettering and stuff, it won't be that expensive. They've got lettering, they did 301, a lot of it can probably be the same stencils for the vinyl and everything. I mean, as far as the major striping and stuff like we have on Chief's truck, it already has that. It's basically going to need re-lettering and stuff. We even did it on our smart fire department name and logo and stuff. So $700 to $800 is probably all of them.
So basically $800 and we have two ambulances ready to go. Bill?
How are they tire-wise? Do you know?
That I don't.
Okay, no,
so
it's
if we
not.
Had...
The pictures that I brought up on when I zoomed in, they looked like they had quite a bit of tread.
If we had to have tires, there's eight?
six per ambulance.
And what would we be looking at tires?
We don't need those 18 plies we got on our truck.
Probably 12 to 14.
A piece?
For a set of six.
For a set of six.
12 to 1400, maybe 15 if you get.
I was going to say, my four tires for my pickup were $875. You better figure twice that.
And we just got four to one of the trucks. So.
Is there any way to look at that?
Tires.
You got a copy of that invoice for the four. The only difference would be that the ply, because they're on the brush truck, we've got bigger plies. But do we have the cup of that?
So we're still looking at about maybe at the max with tires included in striking, maybe $2,500 per vehicle.
So we're looking at $26,000 total with the striping and the tires.
Let me ask you.
$2,600? $26,000. $26,000 for the total cost.
Yeah, if you buy brand new tires and you buy the striping.
Do we need both of them?
We've been working with two for the last few years since we've been aboard. Of course, they worked with two before, or just one. I'm not sure what was there before the board. We've always had issues with one going down. That's why we have one from Sierra Vista at this time, because one did go down. So we know we need two, you know. But if one goes down, we're down right back down to one again. We'll have to borrow again. I think having a total of three ambulances and not have to worry about coming down to one with
our goal was to get to three ambulances from the very beginning, correct? We weren't going to turn the one back to the state. But that, to me, is another plus somewhat. If I were to be writing down negative and positive comments, it's another plus to have two four-wheel drive ambulances in this part of the world. It is a little bit more maintenance, but you're going to be able to get a lot more places where I'm sure this ambulance has trouble. I mean, it's pretty low slung, there's no doubt about it. So, do we need two? Maybe not, but both of these ambulances are two-wheel drive. That is one issue that we needed in this part of the country.
Okay, let's go back to the dollar amount. We have $64,890.
In our reserve account, yes.
Okay, and then we have $18,500 to move the repeater up to the
Dos
Cabezas Mountain.
Yes.
So that's up to $42,000. Then the two trucks, if you take 26 times two is about 52,000. We're 10,000 in the hole.
No. Two trucks.
The total price is
total price for both trucks.
The whole trucks
is 22.
Oh, right.
We would have $20,000 left if we did the 26,000. If we did the whole 26,000.
Okay. I'm thinking 20.
And we may not. The tires might be in great shape. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I know the pictures that I saw, they look pretty good, but I mean, pictures don't show everything.
Might be able to swap them out to where...
You're looking at 44.5 total for the two tires that we're talking about.
Okay.
Let me just double check.
And the trucks with brand new tires and stripes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have any pictures. This is what you gave me.
No, pictures. I just need to...
Mr. Chairman,
Yes, Mr. Jones.
I've got a question. If we take this money out of the reserve account, because that's, I understand that's what that money is set aside for, what are our plans to replenish the reserve?
That was my, that was going to be my question too. That was one thing I wanted to find out. What I'd like to ask the chief, and of course we'll discuss this more on next week's meeting when we discuss the budget, how much are we going to carry over to the reserve fund from this year?
Would it be like Mr. Earl was talking about waiting a little while? With, we can have this in mind to purchase the a newer ambulance, but have this after, take care of this part after the budget part is more stabilized or in concrete to where we know how much we have to work with, how much we have to put back into this account.
Well, let me ask the chief. Chief, you have any idea or any projection right now how much we're going to carry over to the reserve fund for next year? Any?
No clue
at all.
But I will say this. The reserve account has been sitting for 2 years since I've been here. It hasn't been used for anything. And we haven't put anything in it in 2 years. And there was another ambulance that I was looking at that was four-wheel drive. And we lost that whenever we were talking about going with, when we decided to go new. So those are gone. Those four-wheel drives don't last.
Yeah.
And I've got Mark holding on to all three. He's got three of them right now. And we have the choice of the two.
Mr. McCarter?
And I would like to make one more comment. We're going to buy these two ambulances with new tires and et cetera for $7,000 less than one payment was going to be on a new one. $7,000 less than one payment. Yeah.
Can I make a comment to the board?
Don, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've looked at both of those, of all three of those ambulances, and if I could.
Well, we know they're good vehicles. Yeah.
Right.
Actually,
you're able to ask him if you would like. We're able to ask you, and I'd like to ask
okay.
What his thoughts are.
Well, good. Okay, so.
Okay, yeah, if you don't mind. Guardian contacted me and said, come up and look at our ambulances, and let's see what it would cost to remount these trucks. So I went up there, and I took pictures, 60 pictures of each one of them. And for the most part, they're in pretty good condition. One of them, when you go into the back, the wall is made out of plywood, of course, and one of them had a crack all the way down in the plywood, and then it had some of the molding was gone, but overall the interior looked pretty good. To me the upholstery looked good, although they wanted to replace it, I would not replace it if it was my truck. And I found that they were both, the two that I looked at were in reasonably good shape, and as far as, you know, just looking at them, I didn't see any, I don't remember any dents or anything like that in them.
And one of those ones is...
And like I say, there's one of them that had one of the rub boards was gone, and there, you know, some minor things that need to be replaced.
Did you happen to see the tires?
I'm sure I did. I don't remember about the tires, though, because when I was talking to them, they were going to take the box off. They wanted me to take the box off and put it on a new truck. So knowing that there would be a new truck being delivered back to them, I really didn't pay much attention to the tires.
I see. Okay.
But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go by there and take a look at them and let you all know. I live in Sedona, and so, you know, I'm not far from Flagstaff.
Huh? Paul actually just called them.
They said the tires are in decent shape, and one of the boxes actually has brand new batteries, which is a couple hundred bucks right there. They said they replaced their tires still that they can sell for used tires. So they're still got plenty of
trail. Okay, so we don't have to worry about the cost of tires. I going back to Bill's comment, I feel this is a very good way of saving money. I know hesitations like we had previous. Was it last year when we lost a couple of vehicles because we hesitated and decided to go with new and rather than used. And there were some good vehicles there, 2006s and 2008s, as I recall. But they were a little higher in price, I think, 40 and 60,000?
Yes, and they were also back east where they had to travel to, I think it was Pennsylvania?
What was it, New York?
Yeah. So here we have two local vehicles within state at $11,000 each, and I think it's good bucks for the money. Bill?
I would also like to say I've been looking at diesel trucks, and even clear back to 2001, you couldn't buy just a standard diesel truck with 200,000 miles on it for what we're going to get this whole ambulance for. A diesel truck with a good engine in it, with a diesel engine in it, or a Ford truck, four-wheel drive, is going to run you $17,000 just for the truck.
That's a used truck, Bill?
That's used.
Okay. Any other comments from the board? Chief, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, if you had any other comments.
The only thing I'd like to say is just as I said before, you know, I wanted to go with the new ambulance just as everybody else did, but when I found out that we can't afford it and can't swing it, this to me, this is the next best option. You know, we need three. I feel we do simply because if we do call Sierra Vista or Fry and they don't have an ambulance for us to borrow, which they had not too long ago, then we wouldn't have a backup, you know, and I think we need to take care of our community and take care of who we run on and make sure that we have the equipment to run on. That's just my thoughts, and I thank everybody for all of this. I'm just glad that we caught it before we made that full commitment and signed documents and everything to do the purchase.
I'd like to make a motion that we purchase these two ambulances.
I'd second that.
We have a motion on the floor to purchase two used four-wheel ambulances from the Guardian Medical at a total cost of $22,000, which will be taken from our capital reserve fund?
Yes.
And we have a second on the floor. That was presented by Mr. Tim Heine. Second on the floor by Mr. Bill McCarter. And we will now take any additional comments?
I just wonder, do we want to set aside any other money, or do we want to just let natural maintenance take care of what might be needed, because we need the 800 striping, so you actually have to put that in the motion, I would say. But do we want to set aside any other money for possibilities of things that might happen, or do we just, like I say, let it take its normal course?
Let me ask the chief, because that is a good question. Do we have money in our account to take care of our maintenance? Is that part of maintenance, or how is that?
We're over on maintenance right now.
We're over on maintenance right now.
Okay. So we need to remodify that motion, Ms. Ryan.
And there was something else. How do we get that from Flagstaff to here? Does a check have to go with the drivers? How do we, will they just let us keep them for a year and then get the money to them, or what?
Well, I had mentioned to Fino that I would like to have a check in hand and go up there, look at the units, and then make decisions of which two that we want out of the three, and then purchase those two with the check in hand.
You're going to test drive them and everything?
Yes.
And then you would?
Simply because it's an 8-hour drive up there and then an 8-hour drive back.
So you would take two people with you?
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Heine, what do you think? Do we need to put extra in there? Or?
You know, we're over on maintenance already, but that's just the way it is. That's the way a business runs. If we're over on something, we're over on it. We're under on several other line items.
That's my thought.
So yeah. My motion stays to buy the trucks for $22,000 and approve to write a check for the chief to carry up there. And let's leave it at that, and then the rest comes after at our next meeting or whatever we have to do.
What about insurance and everything? You'll take care of that?
Yeah, it's just a phone call to Dennis.
Okay, so we have the original motion still on the floor. We still have a second that was made by the original motion made by Mr. Tim Heine and has not been modified to purchase two used four-wheel drive ambulances from the Guardian Medical at a total cost of $22,000, which will be taken out of our capital reserve fund. It has been seconded by Mr. Bill McCarter. Any further discussion? We will now take a vote on that by a show of hands. All those in favor of that motion, a a show of hands show that four people are. Those opposed to that motion? We have one person opposed to that motion, Mr. Jones. So that has been passed. We'll now move on to the last agenda item. Discuss and vote to approve the quotes to move the radio communication to Dos Cabezas Mountain.
I'm sorry, I thought we already did that.
Well, yeah, I'm going to ask the chief what further discussion we need to do this.
Okay, what has been approved by the board was to go ahead and pursue the IGA, the Intergovernmental Agreement with the County, between Sunset Pierce Fire District and the County. That's what was approved by the board. We have not approved the cost to go ahead and do the move. And that's what we're doing now. I didn't want to do the cost of the move until we got the approval done. So, as I was saying, the amount to have it moved has not been approved yet. I wanted to wait until you guys go ahead and roll. It hasn't been approved yet. Just lost my train of thought.
Did we discuss the price at one time?
It was just mentioned, but it wasn't discussed in depth, and we didn't have the other quote.
Okay.
I wanted to wait until we got the approval from the county that the IGA was going to be passed. Well, I just got that. And the reason why I put it on for this meeting instead of waiting to a regular board meeting is we're under deadlines for the lease on the tower. And then not only that, but it takes a couple of months just for the FCC license to move it. So we needed to get things rolling. If you look at the two different quotes, you'll notice that one quote's $115,000 versus, I think, $18,000 and some change.
I noticed that.
And the reason for that is Durham Communication sat here with the laptop and was saying that the only way that's going to work is if we have these voters put in, and we have this put in, and we have that put in, and make some kind of a great big circle on repeaters. And that was not to take away Rig Mountain, but still to keep Rig Mountain. And I just thought that was kind of weird because I've always been taught that handheld radios are line of sight. So when I talked to Lone Mountain Communication, I said, this is what I was told. And he says, well, let's go see. I said, what do you mean? He says, let's go up on the mountain and see if it'll work. So what we did is we went up on the mountain and sat on the road with a handheld radio and had people stationed throughout the district. One was stationed at I-10 and Highway 191. One was stationed at Dragoon Road and the railroad tracks, one at Mustang Mall, and then one at the entrance of Turkey Creek. Just by handheld radio, we were able to communicate to every one of those sites.
And that's from
those places.
Those places, okay.
As of right now, we can't hit everybody where we're at right now.
So you're saying that Durham isn't quite right with this?
Well, they didn't want to do any tests. They just wanted to run off the computer, and the computer wave says it's not going to work, so we had to do all this extra stuff.
Now, when was the last time you had communications with Durham Communications?
Actually, today.
Today?
Yeah, because I saw the date that they had on there, and I said, this is not right. But anyway, it wouldn't matter anyhow, because their quotes are only good for 30 days anyway.
Okay. Were they still standing by their original quote or close to it?
No.
No?
It's going to go up. And I did talk to Lone Mountain Communication, and he's going to stand by his original quote.
Okay.
Which is how much?
And he doesn't even live here anymore, so he's going to come back here and do that.
$18,784.
Okay. Is he going to back up the fact that this is going to work for us?
He says it will work.
Because, I mean, it's such a discrepancy here. Something goes on in my mind and says, whoa.
Right. Well, I know it's going to work just from the handheld point of view.
because I was there with him. You know, I was standing right, I drove him up there. I said, let's try this. I want to see if it's going to work. So I was right there with him, and I think I mentioned it to you, you know, whenever we got down. I was like, whoa, this just blows me away.
Well, you told it to me, too.
But we weren't even up on the tower. We were, probably 100 feet lower than the tower, or 80 feet lower than the tower, and we were still able to reach all that area. But the big thing to me is not having to pay that $7,000 a year that keeps increasing 5%.
So it'll cost how much to move the, what is it that we're moving?
We're moving the repeater system.
What's a repeater system look like? How big is it?
Let me show you.
There's one right here.
Is that,
are you going to bring it in or do we need to go up?
That's right here.
Day four, it says. So it says right here, in 4 days, they'll have it all done.
After the FCC approves it.
Right.
Oh, so we have to get FCC approval first, and then...
To get the license.
To get the license, and then Lone Mountain Communication will...
We'll come up and spend 4 days putting it all together.
Okay.
The other thing is federal law says this all has to be done by 2012 anyway to have your license changed for narrowbanding anyhow. So that's going to be all wrapped into this.
Okay. Mr. McCarter, you had a question?
We've got to get going on it. And I wouldn't pull it drunk, but that's mine.
Yeah, I did have a question. If I could remember what it was. There aren't going to be any other costs other than this 18.
That's all we have right there is the 18,000.
What about the license?
That should be all in there, I think.
Oh, that includes the license? FCC licensing for a new repeater location. Okay.
Is that the first page? I see.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
What about the maintenance and accessibility? How often will the department have to do a check on that? Is it a monthly check they have to go out there? How much more will we... What's going to be involved? With that one, I believe we're supposed to already be checking the station that we have now on a semi-regular basis.
Well, let me put it to you this way. The system that we currently have was purchased in 2005 and had not been maintained until, I believe it was November. It has not been worked on until November. So it's last
year?
November of 2010. In fact, when I first got here, I was told that we had to go up and check the repeater, and nobody seemed to know how to check it. Everybody thought you had to carry gas cans up there. So I finally was able to find a way to get up there myself and find out you don't carry gas cans up there, it's propane. So that goes to tell me that nobody's looked at it in quite some time.
Was there propane there?
Yeah, thankfully, because that's our backup.
And the propane is used.
5 gallon propane bottle.
And the propane is used as a backup in what way?
So if the power goes down, then the propane automatically kicks in and then starts the generator.
Oh, I see. Propane driven generator.
Right.
So, Mr. Jones was talking about Do we need to go up there periodically, once a year, once a month? How often do we have to go up to those?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not a radio guru, so I don't know what the maintenance is on it. I just know that I would probably say, it depends on if it goes down or not, when you're going to have to send somebody up there.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm asking, with this new location, will the county, since that's going to be an inner agreement with the county, will they be taking care of the maintenance?
Of our radio, no.
Or we have to take care of the maintenance for if we have a generator to power our system over there?
The county's going to take care of the backup generator, and the county's going to take care of the AC units. Because our box is going in their building, so they already take care of it anyhow. The only thing that we're going to have to take care of is anything from our radio up. So if one of our antennas goes down, that's up to us to take care of. If our coax goes out, we're going to have to take care of that. But as far as the room and the building itself, we're in their building.
So we're plus a generator and propane, our propane generator system.
Plus another repeater.
I mean, we have excess.
Yes.
Because that's not going to go up there,
right.
I'm assuming.
Correct.
Because the county already has theirs.
Correct. And I've got another repeater that's sitting in the bay. That's not going to go up there because the repeater that's sitting in the bay was over at the power plant in the elevator shaft. And I guess their elevator inspection came up and said you can't have that in there, so we had to pull it up.
Which is a plus for us.
But this will take care of it.
Okay. Any other discussion or questions from the board?
We can't get into the area unless we have a county person with us.
No, we can't.
Check. Okay.
We can't get in.
Well, you'll have a key to the gate?
We will have a key to the gates to get up there, and we'll have to sign an agreement with the ranchers, but we'll get a key to the gates. And I've already worked with the ranchers when we went up there to visit them anyway.
Is that going to cost anything?
I think it's $10, one-time fee.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Any other discussion or questions from the board?
I'll make a motion that we go with Lone Mountain Communications. Did you just put Durham in there to scare us?
No. I was told not to even try to go with Solid State. Solid State. Solid State's another company out of Phoenix.
Okay, we have a
motion. I'll make the motion that we take the quotation from Lone Mountain Communications and do the move to Dos Cabezas.
Okay. I have one question. Or do we have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, we have a second on that. We have a motion on the floor to vote to approve to move the radio communications to Dos Cabezas Mountains with Lone Mountain Communication at their quoted price at $18,784. And we have a second by Ms. Candace Roll. Any questions from the board?
How much is it going to cost for the FCC license?
$750, which is already part of the fee.
Okay, sorry.
Now, will that money be taken out of the reserve fund? That was my next question.
That's what I was just going to bring up because nobody brought it up. I think that's probably the best place to bring it out of. Just because of where the budget is right now. Like I said, that money again hasn't been used. It's just sitting there. I think that's a good place to put it. We're going to make our money back after, we figure 3 years. So.
I'll amend my motion to state that the money come from the reserve account.
Okay, we have an amendment to Mr. McCarter's motion to approve the quotes to move the radio communication to Dos Cabezas Mountains with Lone Mountain Communications at their quoted price of $18,784.
And I'll second.
And we have a second on that revised motion. Any further discussion? We'll now take a vote. All those in favor of that motion with a show of hands, a show of hands showed that all five board members did vote in favor of that motion. The time is now 8 minutes till 4. We will now adjourn.
Just for information real quick, the question was asked what the difference was. I have the paper in front of me now. The 2010 debt assessed valuation was $18,111,323 versus $17,730,193.
$400,000.
The assessed valuation.
Oh. I'm sorry? What was $400,000?
This was $400,000
difference if you took it.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's actually
$370,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have an 80.
Okay.
Thank you.